From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Ichabod Crane Central School District Superintendent Michael Vanio has been placed on indefinite medical leave due to an injury suffered during a hiking accident earlier this month. Vanio underwent surgery August 21st in Syracuse, according to a statement released by the school district last week. Suzanne Guntlow, principal of APPR Professional Development Curriculum and Instruction, said, and I quote, "The surgery was successful and he's on the road to recovery. He's doing well," end quote. Guntlow will assume the superintendent's day-to-day responsibilities during his absence. Board of Education President Matthew Nelson said Vanio could be out 6 to 8 weeks. Guntlow said, and I quote, "We also want to be supportive of Mr. Vanio as possible during this time, and we're making sure that all the district's responsibilities are being fulfilled while he's out," end quote. Nelson does not believe Vanio's absence will disrupt the district's regular business. The board appointed Questar 3 Board of Cooperative Educational Services Superintendent Gladys Cruz to act as superintendent during Vanio's leave. A benefit BOCES offers for districts that require temporary help. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Teasdale is reporting for Columbia Paper. Chatham Village Board announced August 17th the village owes the Internal Revenue Service more than $52,000 in unpaid payroll taxes, penalties, and interest fees. According to a statement issued by Village Attorney Ken Dow, the issues with the IRS include some past tax payments, including payroll taxes owed by the village, remain outstanding. And I quote, "These statements show a balance of $52,104.07 in actual taxes that the IRS indicates should have been paid. Village accountant Robert Patterson advises us that to his knowledge, those funds were missing, but would have been held in the agency account for payroll and disbursements," end quote. The statement continued, and I quote, "In addition, however, the village is also required to pay interest charges of $2,333.36, which our accountant has advised cannot be waived by the IRS. The statements further identify penalties imposed upon the village in the amount of $22,986.88, which the village is requesting to be waived," end quote. Of the total owed, the board statement says, and I quote, "much of this has now been paid," end quote. Patterson is now conducting a review of village records going back over a period of 2 years. Dow said at a board meeting last week, and I quote, "the village is taking its duties seriously to make sure everything is in order," end quote. He also stressed that, and I quote, "nobody is trying to cover anything up," end quote. Patterson was appointed village treasurer effective September 5th. He currently serves as the village accountant. Former village treasurer Barbara Henry resigned in July, citing family obligations and other job commitments. Henry was hired as village administrator in 2012. She became the clerk treasurer in 2014 and was appointed treasurer in 2017. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. A new state law will allow municipalities to impose community service as penalty for local crimes. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, August 24th, signed the measure amending the law governing what punishments can be imposed for violation of local law. Local governing bodies can now pass local laws that are punishable by community service. A judge in these cases were previously limited to imposing a civil penalty, fine, forfeiture, or imprisonment. The legislation included language ensuring that community service would not take the place of work done by public employees. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting area officials are mourning the passing of U.S. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, who died August 25th at age 81, and reflecting on his life. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, said McCain's, and I quote, "dedication to his country and the military were unsurpassed, and maybe most of all, he was a truth teller, never afraid to speak truth to power in an era where that has become all too rare. The Senate, the United States, and the world are lesser places without John McCain," end quote. Schumer also announced his intention to introduce a resolution to rename the Russell Senate Office Building in McCain's honor. Kinderhook Republican U.S. Representative John Faso said McCain was, and I quote, an American patriot dedicated to our Constitution and ideals it represents, end quote. Faso said, and I quote, his courage as a POW in the Hanoi Hilton will be long remembered. America has lost a dedicated and loyal son, end quote. And Governor Andrew Cuomo said McCain, and I quote, gave his life in service to this nation, exemplifying all that we admire in a hero, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Premium. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.